All right, 1380 WPHM in Port Huron. Coming up later today, you'll have an opportunity to hear what COVID-19 has been like at the county level of government, not just for St. Clair County, but Macomb County as well. Joining us right now is the St. Clair County Board of Commission Chairman, Jeff Bohm. Jeff, good morning.
Yeah, Paul, thanks for having me.
Appreciate you joining us. You're teaming up with your friend in Macomb County, Mark Hackle, for an event later today with the Chamber of Commerce from both St. Clair and Macomb counties to kind of talk about what this has been like at the county level. What has it been like?
Well, it's interesting in my capacity. Really what we try to focus on is the putting ultimately the right people in the right roles. So if you look at, I kind of break this down into three categories. You got the Emergency Operations Center side, which is led by Justin Miller or Justin West Miller, Dr. Mercantant. You have the counties piece, which is really led by Carrie Hepping, and then you have the small business component, which would be led by Dan Casey and the Economic Development Agency. And really, my role is to support what they're doing. I can tell you with Justin and Annette, I talk to them from time to time. They've got a really good handle on all those particular things that are going on out there. And it's really call me if you need me. Carrie, I deal with her on more of a regular basis, just, with the county, what are we going to be looking at from county operations? How is this going to impact our budget? Those types of things. And I would probably arguably spend more time in the economic development role with Dan Casey, just because I happen to be the vice president of that. I tend to be a little bit more business heavy, I guess, in my role as county board chairman. And lots of phone calls from lots of small businesses looking for resources. And I can tell you the EDA has done a fantastic job of pushing that information out. I know as myself as a small business owner, I'm in the fitness industry. We were the first ones to be closed back on March 16th. So, when those orders come down, you're scrambling. I'll be the first one to admit, because now it's, all about your livelihood. And really helping with some of the payment protection programs. Recently filled out some of the stuff for the economic injury disaster loans, and I've been able to receive both of those. Hopefully, still waiting on some of the financial stuff with the loan for the idol, as they so call it. So I'm really pretty entrenched in that, because I get a lot of phone calls from a whole lot of restaurant bar owners and stuff, really seeking help. And making sure right people in the right places, and people, when the phone rings, their questions are getting answered.
Jeff, the last big economic downturn that we faced here in St. Clair County was probably 2007, 2008, the Great Recession, as we call it now. That was a lot different than what's happening now. And that being the case, do you think that we'll be able to restart the economy quickly, or how long will it take to recover from this big hit?
So I've been on the board for going on 16 years now. I go back to 2004 when I first got on, and then we were in 08, 09, 010, sort of through horrible times. And then you look at where we were at today pre-COVID, I can quantify the small cities, all the different activities going on, whether it's Marine City, St. Clair, downtown Port Huron. We're really in a good place. We were looking better than we have in a whole lot of years, right? So the concern is going back to how we looked at in 08, 09, 010, where just the phone wasn't ringing. I'll tell you, though, I don't think we're going to get there. And the reason I say that, and I'm not speaking out of turn when I use this, but Donna Russell Kerr, who is a PTM down in the southern part of the county, large manufacturer. I think they employ somewhere around 300 people. And Donna's on our EDA board with us and is, a huge advocate for small business. She was talking about a prototype business. Now, she is a production automotive-based type of, plant. She said her prototype orders are still coming in. They haven't canceled any of that. There's a lot of that stuff in the hopper, which is a very good sign, because, as she'll tell you, back in 09, 010, there wasn't anything on the books, and if they were on the books, they were pulling those things. So having somebody like Donna, who is really, you know, the automotive sector in Michigan, let's face it, dictates a whole lot of other things that are going on, right, with people working and everything. So to have people like Donna sitting on those boards that are able to share information with myself is invaluable, because I'm in the fitness industry, as I had said, so I don't live in the manufacturing world, and I know a little bit about it, but not a lot. And that's a great sign to hear that there's that much called pent-up demand, that's a sign that things can happen pretty quick.
As we look at reopening the state of Michigan, Jeff, it's interesting that St. Clair is in the same region, according to the governor, as Macomb, Oakland, and Wayne County. And on the one hand, we've been arguing for that for a long time. Hey, we're part of Metro Detroit. We want you folks in Macomb and Oakland and Wayne counties to come up and visit because we're not that far away. At the same time, we have far fewer cases of COVID-19 here than they do in, for example, Wayne County. But if we're lumped in with them, it's going to be a lot longer before we get things restarted here than in other parts of the state. How do you navigate that with your friend Mark Hackle and the governor, for that matter?
Well, so I asked that question originally. When you look at our numbers, no question, compared to them, we're a lot less. Very fortunate that I think we're around 400 cases. If you look at our hospitalization numbers total, I think it was 95 yesterday. Amount of recovery, so the number is extremely low. What it's based on is travel patterns, where people work, you know, that type of stuff. And we can't argue. I mean, we can quantify the fact that 40%+ of St. Clair County residents work in Wayne, Oakland, Macomb. Our shopping patterns, if you just think about that, and you say, I live in this area, do we really go to Sanilac County? You know, maybe occasionally to, you know, vacation or something. Do you go to Lapeer County? Our travel patterns, and I think if you ask 98% of the residents in St. Clair County, we associate with Macomb County, Oakland and Wayne more than those other parts. So by that, that's from my understanding, that's kind of how they viewed the region and how we got lumped in that. And that's hard to argue with. You can't argue with it, right? I mean, we know that our people do that. And I'm not going to crystal ball, you know, governor's decision. She's obviously privy to a whole lot more information than I am on these types of things. Do I like it? Do I understand it? Okay. But hopefully the delay isn't that much longer when you talk about the other parts. And when they say we're going to be shut down longer, there have really been no concrete plans that have been rolled out that are going to say, okay, Heron County, Sanilac County, you guys get to open this date, you know, this, that. So that's kind of next chapter to be played out.
What does the rest of this year look like from an economic standpoint in St. Clair County? In terms of the county budget, what kind of a hit is the county going to take?
Ooh, so payroll's probably close to $1 million, I'm assuming, in the payroll portion of it, was, you know, overtime. When we had to shut down, we have to call people in, you have to pay them, you know, double time and a half kind of stuff. The big one that you may think about, but you don't think about, is our jail revenue. Our jail population, and I know Mark can tell you, Macomb County, they were upwards around 900, down to 250, 260. We're usually hovering around 500. We're somewhere in the range of a 240 to 260. And a lot of that has to do with ICE, immigration, customs, the federal prisoners. So a lot of those things, that was a huge revenue source for us at our county jail, which right now we're not getting those, you know, detainees. So you start looking at that jail. Is it $1 million? Is it $2 million? I would, you know, I can't, Kerry Hefting knows the numbers way better than I do, but I got to believe we're going to be in the $2 to $3 million range. And it's one of those times, you know, have those discussions. May have to go to fund balance, which we haven't had to even during the great downturn and everything else. Every year I've been on the board, we've been able to increase our fund balance somewhat, which continues, you know, with a strong bond rating. But we are in good shape financially, you know, St. Clair County. we've always made the necessary decisions, necessary cuts, and really put us in a good position for where we're at today. And I'm sure that'll be likewise going forward.
Sounds, Jeff, like you are cautiously optimistic for the future. What needs to happen, though, in these next days and weeks to remain cautiously optimistic? What are some of the important things that need to happen?
Well, just you're starting to see some of the businesses go back to work, right? So no landscapers, right? Everybody was, I'll say, freaking out, to put it mildly. Some of the other activities, the manufacturers getting back to work. For example, the power plant in St. Clair, they had shut down. They just reopened, I think, on the 4th, if I'm not mistaken, with a ramp up. Really getting people back to work is going to, you know, it's the key to this, with everyone sitting on the, you know, sidelines. And I don't care what industry you're in, if you think about it. I heard DTE talking, Trevor Lauer, the other day, how much their business is down. And if you think about it, now I'm in the fitness business. My business would usually be about a $1,200 a month electric bill. I just got my electric bill yesterday, and it was $369. You know, we're closed, right? And so granted, they're big, but any business, whether it be big or small, you know, the impact, I mean, it affects them, you know, across the board. Even the hospitals with this COVID, you know, tons of bed space occupied. They're not doing the selective surgeries that are, you know, or elective surgeries, I should say, that are profit, you know, generating centers for them. So need to get this thing to break loose here.
By the way, Jeff, you mentioned DTE. It's worth pointing out that they are still moving forward with the Blue Water Energy Plant. That's a huge deal for St. Clair County, and we need to keep that on track too.
Well, I tell you, I just know how many people, how many friends that I have locally. So you're talking 500 to 600 good paying construction jobs. I have a lot of friends that they did, you know, drive to the Zug Islands every day, and now they drive 5 minutes to work. They're the happiest people in St. Clair County. I can assure you that. So those types of things, making sure that they can get back open in a safe manner. What we don't want to, obviously, if you don't want to jump the gun too soon, if we have another flare-up of this thing and we go back to, you know, total shutdown again, that's going to be really catastrophic. I'm fairly optimistic. You have to be optimistic, meaning in my position, the glass is always
right,
half full. It's not half empty. If you were the other way, you wouldn't last in my role for probably 3 days or so.
Yeah, for sure. The conversation will continue today at noon with Jeff Boehm along with Mark Hackle. COVID-19 from a county perspective, this will be a noontime webinar Zoom meeting. For login information, you can go to the Blue Water Area Chamber of Commerce Facebook page or their website and get more details. Should be very, very interesting. Jeff, always appreciate your time. Thanks for being with us today.
Yeah, thank you. You guys take care.
All right, you too. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron. St. Clair County Commission Chair Jeff Boehm with us on this Friday morning.